Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. I am so thankful to God for being on our radio broadcast on tonight. This evening, I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you in your respective places. I thank God on tonight for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. It's a blessing. Yes, it is. It's a blessing. So I give God praise on tonight, and I give him glory tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. We will have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we'll go forward into our Bible class. Amen. I just give God all the praise and the glory on tonight. I'm so thankful to be feeling much better. I feel much better on tonight. I give God all of the praise. It wasn't none of me, but it was all him. So I just thank him tonight. We're going to have a song tonight.
Don't have much to bring. My heart is growing empty, but it's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm high. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all turned down, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight. No tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Wonder who will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and cling to you. Take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop the baby game. We need a word for the people's pain. But see right now, that's all I need. Yeah. my offering. Lay me as one. Leave me as one. You gave the God your offering. And to bring to you this
showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set up a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I have just read you from Psalm 19, from the first verse down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, just giving you praise on tonight. Lord, we praise you tonight. We magnify your name tonight, Lord, and we come just repenting, confessing and repenting, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we repent. We ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come first of all just binding up the strong man on tonight and every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is counsel. In the name of Jesus, we believe nothing that you say. You are a liar. You are a father of lies, and you can't fool us. You're fake. You ain't nothing. So we don't believe nothing you say, demon. Your assignment is cancel from over our radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bind the strong man on tonight from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you on tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless each family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and cover each one in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then, Father, I ask you on tonight to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and minister to us on tonight. Father, I know nothing of myself. It's all you, God. It's all you, Holy Spirit. It's all you, Jesus. I just thank God for allowing me to be the vessel that he uses to speak and minister to us. Lord, I'm so careful to give you all the praise. You, God, you have all the praise and all the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We're going to... I just give reverence to God. I'm so grateful and thankful tonight. I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to my husband, Apostle Deans, and to everyone in their out in their respective places. We're going to get right on into the word of God. We have about 45 minutes. We still in the book of Revelation, and Father will be here for a while. But we in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And this is a message to the Philadelphia church. I'm going to read the scriptures. Let's see. It reads as follows, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write these things, said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the keys of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of thy synagogue of Satan, which said they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all of the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. The message to the Philadelphia church. That is such a blessing. So verse 7. Okay, Philadelphia was at the east of a broad valley. The soil in the valley was good for agriculture. Philadelphia was on the main road from Sardis. Wait a minute. I haven't been through this before. This is not right. Wait a minute. I don't know it shows. No, I haven't. I just see I read all the time. And when I keep reading, when I read, it come back to me. But it says, so the soil in the valley was good for the agriculture. Philadelphia was on the main road from Sardis to the port near Smyrna. So there was much trade in the city. Philadelphia was also famous for its temples. The inhabitants of Philadelphia had many parties for their God. They partied for their God.
That's something.
And the name Philadelphia means love of a brother, like brotherly love. There were two brothers, Eumenes the second in Atlantis the second. One of them first built this city. Let me try to pronounce this. At Palace, so loved his brother that they called him Philadelphia, lover of his brother. So it's like a brotherly love. The name of the city came from a name for Atlantis, at Palace, I say that. Jesus says that he is holy and true. The Jews knew that only God is really holy. And they would understand that this phrase described the Christ. They expected that Christ would come, but they did not recognize Jesus as the Christ. Jesus right as God and as the true Christ. Because a lot of people, especially Jews, they don't believe in Jesus. They believe in God. They believe in the Father. They don't believe in Jesus. And that's a problem. And they Jews. So the person who holds the key has the power. David was a great king. He ruled a nation called Israel. God chose David to be king over his people. One of the names for the Christ was the Son of David. The Christ was be king in heaven. The Christ will be king in heaven and on earth. He will rule over all people and things. Jesus is that king, and he has the power. I don't know why, and they're supposed to call themselves supposed to be the chosen people, but they don't believe in, that Jesus is God. A person with a key has the power to open or to close a door. So the key means Jesus' power, and the door means the event that Jesus controls. So with that key, Jesus can open or shut any door. No person can open a door that Jesus has shut, and no person can shut a door that he's opened. Jesus is in control of all that happens, and that's one thing I can say, and we know he's in control. God and Jesus in control of when I say everything, he opened and it's open. He shut and it's shut. Can't nobody do that but him. Nobody but God. Believe me, when in Jesus, the devil has to go to Jesus before he do anything to us to get permission. Only if Jesus allows it, he can do it. Because he's making us stronger. He know our faith. He know our belief. He know our love for him. So he allow it to make us stronger, to build us up. He don't let him have his way with us, just like he did Job. He had to go to God, to Jesus before he could do anything to Job. But it only made Job stronger, that experience he had, just like Paul. The thorn in his flesh, all of that stuff. God allowed it to make us stronger, and to believe on him even the more. In verse 8, Jesus has an open door for the Christians in Philadelphia. This door means the right to enter into the kingdom of God. Nobody can shut this door on them. Nobody. Those who belong to Christ can go in there. And the Lord was also giving them the opportunity to tell other people about Christ. All who believe the gospel belongs to Christ. It is as if They go through the door to eternal life. They believe. This church was small and weak. It did not have a major effect on the city. However, the members of this church pleased the Lord. They believed the word of God and they obeyed it. People tried to force them to deny the name of Christ, but they would not. They were loyal to Jesus at all times, and that's what we got to be. We don't care what nobody says. Jesus is it. After that ain't nothing. He is. I'm telling you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's all. Ain't nothing else after all. They kept, they were very loyal to him, and they stayed loyal. So there were many Jews in Philadelphia. The building where they came together was a synagogue, and they thought that they were God's people. They said that they were Jews. They were born Jews, but a real Jew is one who believes in Jesus as the Christ. That's a real Jew. The Jews in Philadelphia caused much trouble for the church. They were fierce enemies of the church. They denied the Lord Jesus and they spoke against him. The enemy of Jesus is Satan. So Jesus called these Jews the synagogue of Satan. They said that they were real Jews. They was not true. That was not true. They were lying. If they were real Jews, they would not oppose God's work. Jesus was shown to these Jews that he loved the church. Then they will come. They will fall down at his feet of the Christians. At the feet of the Christians, they would know that they were wrong. They will repent of the trouble they caused. They will believe that Jesus is the Christ of the Jews. But see, that's the way it was with Paul. Paul used to persecute the church. He used to kill every Christian until God got a hold to him at the road of Damascus, at Damascus Road. And God got a hold to him. Now, he went from a disciple, he went from persecuting the church to following the church. And everybody was scared of him because he had killed so many Jews. You know, but Jesus gave, as bad as he was, persecuting the church, killing the Christians, I mean, he was killing Christians left and right. You better not say you're Chris Hall. He'll cut your throat, hang you, anything he could do. But now, he don't, after that, God blessed him after the road to Damascus. God changed him, changed his life. He became a Christian himself. And like I said, everybody was scared of him, scared to trust him, you know, didn't want to be around him or nothing like that. But God knew in his heart, I don't care how bad we do. And that was bad, bad. But I don't care how bad we do. God will give us another chance and another chance and another chance because God knew Paul's heart. He knew his heart. He knew he wasn't going to stay like that, and he knew that he was going to love him once he learned the truth. So these Jews, God knew that they were going to repent. And he knew that they were going to believe in Jesus. Verse 10, I don't have to read it anymore, but I read it. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon earth. So the Christians in Philadelphia had obeyed what Jesus taught. They had been loyal to him. They suffered because they belonged to the Lord Jesus. But they did not disappoint the Lord. They were strong in their belief. And sometimes we go through things because all the time things are not going to be comfortable for us. Things are not going to be comfortable all the time. They won't. But we got to hang on in there. We got to trust God. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. I'm just saying, things sometimes look so messed up. They look so, how I'm going to get out of this, what I'm going to do this time, and all this kind of stuff. But we still got to trust God because we know he in control. God and Jesus in control of everything. And he's in control of everything. The Lord will come to be the king of the whole earth, Jesus. He will set up his kingdom right here on earth. But immediately before that, there would be a terrible time. It would last for 3.5 years. There will be a strong and evil king here. His name will be Antichrist, the Antichrist. He will rule for this period. Then Jesus will come and punish him. This period is the time of trouble. See, we got to realize where we are. We have to realize where we are. The time of trouble. So we know about that already because it's in the Word of God. In chapter 6, we're going to be reading about the things that would happen in those 3.5 years. The Lord promised to protect his church from that time of trouble. That's the time of trouble, but may mean that the Lord would take them out of that time of trouble. Jesus may remove the church from the earth before this time starts, but might mean that he will protect them from damage during the time of trouble. Christ will come for his church, but we don't know when, and we don't know how. We know it's coming. He's coming on that white horse, but we don't know, you know, whatever. But and the Lord said that he was coming soon. This don't mean quickly. Instead, it means with no delay. When he comes, he's coming with no delay. Many people expect the Lord to come soon in time. That is not what the Lord means. God the Father has fixed the date. He already know the date and the time. Nobody knows that date except for the Father. When the day comes, Jesus will come. Until Jesus comes to Christians, we must continue to believe in him. And when Jesus comes, he will come with great power. He will take his people from this earth. They will then always be with the Lord. The crown is the prize for the winner in a race. All who remain firm to the end are winning. Christians must be careful so that nobody will cause them to fail. In Philadelphia, in verse 12, Philadelphia, there were earthquakes. Sometimes it was dangerous to remain in Philadelphia. The people had to leave the city and live in temporary homes. Just like it is now, you know, we had earthquakes the other day and stuff like that. California had an earthquake. And it wasn't a bad earthquake, but they had one. And a lot of times they're ready in California, but then, you know, we be having earthquakes in different little places that's not ready. Those who overcome would be like columns in the temple of God. Earthquakes will have no effect on them. They would be safe from all danger. They would live with the Lord, and they will never have to leave. The Lord Jesus will write 3 names on them. These are the names of God, the name of the city of God, and his own new name. They will belong to God, and they will be citizens of the New Jerusalem. And they will always be with Christ himself. verse 13, that the church in Philadelphia was a good church. The Spirit's message was to them and to all who are like them. And we got to believe and we got to trust. It's going to be trying times. We got to believe and we got to trust. We just got to do it. And we seeing little things now, different little things now, but we haven't seen what we're going to see. We just got to know. And when we see it, just know that Jesus is with us. And he's going to take care of us. Even this pandemic stuff, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And I didn't hear it all because people just say all kind of stuff. And they were saying yesterday, I heard somebody talking about it's been on the earth. And my brother told me it's been here all the time. It's a new string to it. Just, you know, and I don't believe everything I hear. I don't believe every prophet that try to prophesy to me. I don't allow every prophet to prophesy to me because everybody ain't of God. And so I was listening, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you know. But that's what they believe. So we have to remember the enemy got people out there too. And he's sending them out there to be fake, like they who? They trying to be prophets and apostles and pastors and bishops and stuff, and they not. They're not. But you have to make sure. You got to make sure. You just got to make sure and be sure in the Lord. So we're going to go to the Church of Laodicea in chapter 3, verses starting at the 14th verse, and I'm going to read maybe down to the 22nd verse, and then we'll go through it. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, said the Amen, and faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou weren't cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So verse 14 says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Write to the angels of the church in Laodiceans, I am the Amen. I am the loyal and the true witness. I rule over all that God has created. This is what I say to you. So God is saying, write to the angel of the church of Laodicea, I, God, am the Amen. I, God, am loyal and the true witness. I rule over all that God has created. This is what I say to you, well, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou weren't cold or hot. I know all that you have done. You are like water that is neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So he's saying, I know everything you've done. I know all about you. But you're cold, you're not cold, or you're not hot. You're right there in between. It's like you don't know which way to go. You're right in the middle of the road. You're right there, straddle of the fence. You don't know, you're not going to the right nor to the left. You're just right in the middle. And I wish you weren't. So I know, are you for me or with me or are you with the enemy? I need to know this. I wish you wasn't cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, warm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You are warm and neither cold nor hot. Because of this, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You say that you are rich. You declare that you are wealthy. You say that you need nothing, but you do not know that you need help. You do not know that you are miserable, poor, blind, and naked, because he straddled the fence. He thinks that's living the life. He thinks that's all it's about. I don't need nothing. I'm good. You got all this stuff in the world that's going to rot and mold and corrupt and rust. But you don't have God. You don't have the things of God, the things that you really, really need. You don't have. This is what we got to get. All the other stuff. He said, if you seek the kingdom of God, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else is going to be added. We don't have to sit around and worry about nothing. Because everything God, all of his righteousness, if we just seek him first, all of this other stuff, anything we need, it's going to be added to us. We don't have to worry about wealth. We wealthy in God. We rich in him. That's the thing. And they don't know. They blind, they miserable, they poor, they don't even know it. But when you really, when you poor back in the hills of Kentucky, and you don't come out to the world, when you do come out, well, back there in the hills, you rich. You don't know you're poor till you come out from behind there and go out and see how everybody else lives. But you didn't live back there 30 years and think you're living good and was living good. Number 18 says, counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see it. And see gold and white raiment and the eye salve. You know, those are three main sources of wealth in Laodicea. It's like banking the wealth and the products of the wool clothing and the medicine for the eye salve. Laodicea was a center for making medicines, including a tablet that was powdered mixed with water. And smeared on the eye to buy gold from me. Fire has made this gold pure. Buy it so that you can become rich. Also, buy white clothing from me so that you can dress yourself. Then you will cover up your shame and you would not be naked, and put eye ornament on your eyes so that you can see. See, when we go to God, when we in a state where we straddle the fence, when we go to God, we go just like pure gold. We go in the fire, and we get purified right there in that fire. God purify us, and he make us as pure as gold. And then when we come out of that thing, we can be dressed in white raiment. We can be dressed right there. And we already wealthy. When we have Jesus, when we have the Lamb of God, we wealthy. There is nothing that we desire, God, if we're in the will of God, that he won't give to us. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Have he said it, and shall he not do it? Anything with we in his will, and we ask, and he said, for you can even ask me, it's going to be there. It's going to be right there. If you in my will, he said, just stay in the will of God and see what happens. It ain't what nobody told me, which I done read it, and people have said it, but it's what I've experienced before I can call on him. He already did it. He already got the grass cut. He already did the things I was asking him in my heart. I didn't even say it out. It was already done. And I ain't nobody. Every day. But I repent every day and ask God for new mercy every day. I ain't got it all together. But God did it. I fall apart like everybody else. I sin like everybody else. God say, if we say we don't sin, we are lying, and the truth ain't in us. But I thank God on today that we got a Father, that when he opens the door, nobody else, nobody. And when he closed the door, it's closed. He got the key of David. He said, it ain't but one key, and I got it. So I don't care what the enemy try to say. I don't care what the enemy try to do to us. When God closed the door for every demon, from every demon, it's closed. And when he opened the door to every wealth, every to the bank, it's open. And can't nobody close it. When the riches come, they come because God has opened the door. And can't nobody close the door. He said we wealthy and we'll be wealthy. But we got to trust in it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in all the wealth, all the healing and health, all the wholeness will be added. Everything that we need will be added. That's what he sees. And I thank God. I thank God. We have so many things. People don't know all they got to do is believe in God, trust in it. Don't turn your back on it when things get good. And you ain't got to go and pray like you was praying. And you ain't got to go study like you was studying. No, you better keep running for God. Because there's so many things, study coming up. There's so many things, study coming out. And God is protecting us from it. He's protecting us from it. And he still protects. But believe me, we got to still do what we got to do. He won't leave us. We'll leave him, but he won't leave us. I thank him today. Number 19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. We just have to repent every day. We don't know when we sin. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. But however, because we could be thinking one thing, I'm telling you, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And sometimes we think wrong thoughts. We say wrong words, somebody wrong. I was driving, saying all kind of stuff because I was scared. It was accident behind me and one in front of me. I had to repent. And Ed was getting, he was getting loud. Turn this way, go. Look, the enemy was on attack out there, and it just seemed so something in Detroit. It's something about Detroit. It's just a demon running loose. Because I'm telling you, right before us, it was 4 or 5 or 6 car accidents. We went around that, got down one block, maybe two, and it was another 4 car accident. And I'm saying, my God, and then people just driving so fast, just like something was chasing them. I say, what is it? I'm just ready to get out of Detroit. That's what I told my husband the day of Father Dean. I said, we got to get out of Detroit. There's something going on up here. I know it's a lot of churches praying and stuff down there, but they better open their eyes and see. He said, if you have an ear, hear what the Lord is saying, the Spirit is saying. They need to do something. But, you know, I had to repent. I saw all kind of stuff. If I didn't have to go there, I wouldn't have been there. But I had to go to Detroit. I wasn't afraid. It was just how, if you could see people driving as fast as they was on the regular street, I'm like, what is going on? And then you on this side of the street where I am, and you done hit 2 cars over to the other side of the street going another way. I said, Lord, the police was everywhere. They was running around everywhere. So these kind of things, you know, I'm saying all kind of stuff. Because you're in a whole other frame of mind now. You done seen all this stuff. I do it. Number 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. He will. He says, listen, I am standing at the door. I am knocking on it, knocking at your door. If you hear my voice, then open the door. I'll come in with you. I will eat with you, and you with me. He said, if I'm standing there, just let me in. Open up and let me in. I'm knocking at the door of your heart, trying to get in. And I'll sup with you. I'll stay there with you. I'll eat with you. I'll be with you until the ends of the earth. I'll be right there. But we got to open up and let him in. Verse 21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in the throne room. Because we're supposed to be like co-rulers with Christ in his coming kingdom. We're supposed to, you know, we believers will have, be over people and helping and teaching and stuff like that. So those who overcome, I will give a place with me on my throne. In the same way I overcame and sit down with my Father on his throne. Verse 22 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. If you have an ear, listen. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It's here. It's something. We have to stay focused. You know, we didn't know a lot of this stuff would happen in our lifetime, in this lifetime. We didn't know. We just didn't know. And, you know, surprises me because it just been kind of really, really kind of threw me off. It really did. In the city of Laodicea too, they were famous for eye ornaments, and people used to. They used it to curse. They put it on their eyes and stuff. They had made ointment and all kind of stuff. And they sold it. It helped people to see more clearly. And the Lord told the Christians to put the ointment in their own eyes. They were blind, but they did not know it. In other words, they could not see the reality about their situation. That's another thing. Until they knew it, God could not cure them. It was as if they needed to open their eyes in order to see the truth in the city of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit warns the churches about a lot of their failures and the Spirit showed them where they were wrong at for doing a whole lot of things, and he told them to repent and to change. He gave them great promises of reward to those who did. That was something, but like the stuff that's happening now, I mean, this has been going on, but it's because we're not, and even when we was in the churches, because we're not visiting other churches, we don't see a whole lot what's going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, it's which churches out there, it's which temples. You can, like on Facebook, sometime I'll be on there in the evening time later, I'll be sitting in the bed, and you can see psychics, they be coming on, black guys be coming on saying they psychics and stuff like that, or they fortune tellers and stuff like that. And what they do is they do just like the prophets do. Sometimes they have a watch party, or they have their music saying this, I don't own the rights to this. And if you don't pay attention, you'll be listening to the psychic or the fortune tellers. You know, even the magic people, the magicians are coming back, coming on Facebook. You know, this is something you got to pray about, because when all these things come, you don't know, I'm telling you, especially the children, you don't know what's going what you listen to. You don't know what you listen to. You think you listen to a prophet prophesying to people and it'd be a psychic or a fortune teller telling people the same stuff, you know, a different but in the same manner. And we don't want to be listening to no psychics. I saw that night. I said, Lord, have mercy. It's something. And then, you know, one time on the Amtrak, it's a couple of them attacked me. It was I guess she was a skinhead. I don't know what she was, but she had a lot of tattoos all over her. And then it was a psychic, and she was trying to say, oh, just well, then tell me about Jesus. Just tell me, I said, I ain't telling you nothing. I ain't telling you nothing else about Jesus. If you don't know him, you just don't know him. I just want to know, and I feel like that you're strong in the Lord, and you're this, I know what I am. What are you? You know, I had to really, well, we're not going to talk about it anymore. I didn't ask you. I didn't, because she was reading me. And so she picked me up. Mm-hmm. She was reading me. So, but you, that's why I say they approach you, honey, and you won't even know it. Who they are, they just look like nice people. But you have to be careful. You have to be watchful and prayerful. And in this day and time, and it's this jealous demon is out. This jealous demon is out. I'm seeing him. Not just with families, but even like with neighbors and stuff. I've been seeing some stuff. I said, Lord, have mercy. That's why I don't go to people's houses. I don't go to their houses. I just be careful. You know, speak to your neighbors and keep on going, you know, because people don't even know what you're doing in your house, but they study watching you. They watch you. They watch you, believe me. And you have to be really, really careful because then they'll be trying to see and speculate what's going on over there, what they doing over there, why is this and this and this, and it's not their business. It's not their business. Our neighbor, you know, I've been kind of back from him anyway, but Ed talked to him a little bit, and I heard him one day say, y'all finna go on another one of y'all little runs. What you mean, little run? Why? Little run, you don't know where we're going. You know, and I don't like that because, you know, it ain't his business. Whatever little run we go on, you just stay right on over there because we don't go over there. And y'all keep thinking we old. Keep thinking that God got this place covered here. The angels is around every door. So you mess around and get tripped out there by one of them big angels. But anyway, we're going to get ready to get off. It's just a blessing to me in this word because, like I said, I didn't read over and over and over so much. It seemed like I didn't been over this stuff, in which I have because I've been reading and studying. But it's all good because God is showing us where we're going. He's showing us what we're doing. And we just got to be ready, and we got to make sure we looking and listening to what he's saying. He said, watch as well as pray. So we're getting ready to get off. I'm going to close out. I thank each one of y'all for being on. Father, we just give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We just thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's in front of the sound of my voice, every member of the End Time Men and Women in War, every member of the Life Support Outreach Ministry. Lord, I ask you to cover them in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. I ask you to cover each family, Lord. Keep them covered on tonight in the blood of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for opening up our eyes, our heart, our ears, so we can hear and see and understand what this word is telling us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight. Keep them, Lord Jesus. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless y'all. I love y'all so much. And God love you too. Y'all have a good night. And we'll be back on Thursday. God bless you. Love you all. Have a good night.